is the God who rolls away stones. Just before the sun rose, in the morning gloom, Mary got up early and went to see the tomb, to cover Jesus' body with spices and perfume. But when her journey ended and Mary had arrived, she found the stone was rolled away. The tomb was open wide. What happened here? She wondered, but she dared not go inside. This is the God who rolls away stones. Then Mary went back to the tomb, and when she looked inside, she saw two angels sitting there, shining bright and white. She asked, "Where have you taken him? Please tell me now," she cried. "Why are you weeping, woman?" a voice asked, soft and kind. Mary turned and thought she saw the gardener behind. But when he said her name, she knew he was nothing of the kind. "This is the God who rolls away stones. Go tell my friends," he told her. "Tell them all that I'm alive. Not for now, but forever. I will never, ever die. This is the God who rolls away stones." In a world which seems to be full of Good Fridays, we can trust that Sunday is coming. Tears turn to joy. Mourning turns to dancing. Despair turns to hope. Death turns to life. Nothing can ever be the same. Because when Mary meets the risen Jesus, she encounters the God of hope. Now she can understand what it meant that the stone was rolled away. The stone that had separated death from life, defeat from hope, darkness from light. This stone is rolled away because death has been destroyed. Nothing now can separate us from the love of God. This is hope for each of us. And just as the risen Jesus calls Mary by her name, so he calls each of us by our names. He invites us to know him and be known by him, to belong to a new family where all are brothers and sisters under one Father. The stones that divide us are rolled away. Just as the risen Jesus invites Mary to tell others about his resurrection, so he invites us to. We are invited to share his risen life, extending his arms of embrace around a broken world that he died on the cross to save. This is good news. Too good not to share. God himself entered into the sin and muck and mess of the world to bear it to himself so that he could bring us new life. And this recreation is not for us only, but for all people and the whole of creation. This is our faith for all of us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Nothing can ever be the same. Because this is the God who rolls away stones. The one for whom nothing is impossible. This is the God who rolls away stones. The one who created us and will recreate us. This is the God who rolls away stones. The one who brings life out of death. Bringing us out of the tombs we find ourselves in and rescuing us over and over again. This is the God who rolls away stones. The one who works miracles before we even turn up. Before Mary turned up in that garden and asked the question, who will roll away the stone? It had already gone. Before we have a big idea and a grand plan, we find that the one who is more beautiful and mysterious and surprising than we could imagine has already been before us. This is the God who rolls away stones. The one who invites us to know him and his risen power in our lives. The one who can remove anything that blocks us from knowing him and being loved by him. He has already done it all. This is grace. Not what we have done, or what we do or will do, but all about what God has already done for us in Christ's life and death and resurrection. This is the God who rolls away stones. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.